Welcome to Toy Pizza.
Or as the Italians say, Giocattoli Pizza.
Mangia!
No.
Holy cow, this could be our biggest show ever.
Everyone's asking for more Marvel since X-Men, and what better way than to talk about Avengers 2, the next big blockbuster from Marvel.
That's right. So we're going to do some news, we're going to do Avengers 2, we're going to show you some crazy collectibles from Marvel.
Is this a Night of the Slice?
This is a Night of the Slice. We're doing a toy update. That's right, buddies.
Yeah, right at the very end.
Then a little Q&A's, and then a little news about Funko Fridays.
Yes.
Sound good?
Yeah. Sounds great.
Shall we dive in?
Let's hit the news.
Let's do it.
Okay, awesome.
News me up.
So we've got four big things that we're covering today. First and foremost, Revoltech TMNT finally showing up in Japan.
What do you think? I think 4chan had some photos of them in the package, mm-hmm. so this means it's hitting the streets overseas.
Yep.
Which means Nikki's going to look up at the camera, and it should be here in the States within the next couple weeks. Now, I've warned you about Revoltex before.
Yes.
At the floor.
I always have buyer's remorse for them. I love the sculpts. I want the toys to be great.
Yep.
I get them home, and I just always am disappointed. But you're going to go for it anyway.
I don't know. I mean, so I'm a little on the fence, especially after everything you've talked about. And then the $50 to $60 price point.
Oh,
it's a big one. You know what I mean?
Like, I didn't know that.
When you get there, it's just sort of like, I don't want to have to go through what Jesse goes through and then just be disappointed after spending that.
Well, the great thing about the figures, if you're looking just for aesthetics, like, you know, the Playmates do a great job with the Nickelodeon series. These are pretty on model. Like, you know, they don't look exactly like they from the right off the cartoon screen. Mm-hmm. With the Playmates line, but the Revoltech, they do a nice job. They have these animated expressions that you get from the show, and it comes with tons of accessories as well.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I would only get one, obviously, because that's like $200 and something.
Who's the one you get?
It depends on their facial expressions. I have to look at them again, because Donnie has some cool ones, and I don't know. I'd have to see them in person.
Who was the first? Because I could only pick out one turtle when they first ended up in stores.
Yeah.
And my first one was Raph.
Oh, okay.
And his size broke almost immediately.
That's sad.
But I remember I was vexed because I didn't know which one to choose. The cartoon hadn't come out yet.
Right.
So, you know, nobody... Yeah. I had no frame of reference for what these were. And for whatever reason, I picked Raph. Mike ended up being my favorite in the long run.
From the original series.
The original,
Okay.
Did you have to make a similar Sophie's choice?
No, it was just like, it's my birthday. Oh, Ninja Turtles, what are these? I'll start playing with them, you know?
You got all four at once?
No, just like, it was whatever was handed to me. And it's like, I just knew that, like, Michelangelo was orange. So I started collecting. I was like, I only want Michelangelo. And my brother was like, I only want Donatello. And eventually we just got them, you know, just from various shifts of Toys R Us and being like, I don't have this one. And like, let's just get that one.
Right. So your brother was in cahoots with the cash register people selling them sneakers in exchange for Ninja Turtles.
Well, this was 93, so it was like Warhead candy instead of like sneakers.
A little smaller scale, All right, number two, we've got OMFG Series 4 on Kickstarter. Now, OMFG stands for Outlandish Minifigure Guys.
Sure. I've backed the last three campaigns. I'll be backing this fourth one, of course.
Oh, they've all been Kickstarted?
They've all been Kickstarted.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
This is put on by October Toys, who also run Toy Break.
Yes.
Right,
popular YouTube channel that was on the scene well before we ever were.
Mm-hmm.
We love George and Aileen, and I'm excited about this. They have taken what's great about Kanika Man, and they've put a modern spin on it. They've got some great artists contributing designs.
And it's always been that way. They always find an artist like, hey, make us a character. Like, there's a mermaid, a two-legged, like, horn guy. I don't know.
Monsters.
Yeah.
Well, what they had been doing for a while, and I think they've probably done for this past series, is they host... They invite people to submit designs to message board, and they take votes for which character should be in the assortment.
That's really cool.
Tankhead has criminally been left out of every assortment, so I should boycott it on that principle alone, but I won't. I love these guys. I want to see them do well.
That's so funny.
And, you know, they're great. Let's support them.
For all those wondering out there, what is Tankhead? Tankhead was featured in one of our early episodes of
Annotation?
Annotation right here.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's a toy that Jesse helped create, and definitely check out that video explaining all of that. It's a really cool toy.
So. It's great. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and so I guess you'll have these, and we'll definitely have them on the show in the future, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we should...
Do a Muscle Man episode.
Yeah.
We got to cover GLaDOS. Mm-hmm. We should cover OMFG. we should do a sort of all homegrown toy episode that covers all these amazing artists that are out there doing stuff.
Do
we
it.
Could do Michael Skatem stuff. We could do Eric Nillas. Like, there's...
Yeah.
Or even I'm Elemental just being kickstarted.
Any of that sort of stuff.
We'll have to figure out a... Yeah. And you guys let us know in the comments. Would you like to see us cover these... You know, these independent projects.
Yeah, check out the Kickstarter below. It's a couple more days, or maybe a week or so, until it completes.
And are we doing a Kickstarter? That's another
That's still
question.
Up in the air.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
We're going to decide soon.
I don't know. Okay, number three. 3-0, 1/6 scale, Ned Stark, Game of Thrones.
It's 3A.
No, it's 3-0.
I know.
So there,
it's 3-0.
They're sister companies. 3-0 typically handles their license...
Okay.
Products. So the RoboCop that they did that looks amazing, the ED-209, you know, that's how they differentiate.
3-0, 3-A, and then 3-B is my neighbor.
Okay. Basement? You live in a basement apartment?
No.
The one thing I have to say, I mean, for anyone watching who loves the show Game of Thrones, Ned Stark is still, you know, an iconic character.
Spoiler alert, Kate hasn't seen this.
What are you talking about?
Be careful.
I haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Everyone's an iconic character.
Look, it's played by Sean Bean, so you can assume... how long he's in the series.
Oh, well, great.
The detail is great because of the long...
This looks lifelike. Yeah. This feels like sorcery.
Yeah, I mean, because of the long... I don't know what the real word... But, you know, Winterfell is really cold because of the very, very large pelt coat blanket. What is that? Cloak?
Tunic?
Tunic, maybe.
No, okay.
And
tunic.
His classic... Oh, what's the name of it? The cloak? Long sword that he has. Jeez. And he has a special name for his sword.
Oh, a Gabara.
Are we playing Taboo? I don't understand.
Well, basically, in the start of the series, he's like, you have to name your sword. And basically, it's a big part. Game of Thrones, you know what I'm talking about.
I think you're mixing it up with
Sword
Art Online.
No, Arya calls it Needle.
Right.
Yes, and then eventually, you know, in season 4, it gets, like, melted down kind of thing.
Boy, do you guys like unspecific Game of Thrones coverage? Because that's what we're delivering.
Well, it's available for pre-order, right?
Yeah.
It's available for pre-order, and like you said, so eloquently, he's very cool looking.
You know, guys, we should really do something Game of Thrones-centric sometime soon.
I don't know.
And I have a feeling...
I feel like it should be on a Friday.
Well,
it
depends on, like, you know, who even makes, you know, Game of Thrones, like,
collectibles. Yeah, I don't know.
I can't tell if Mickey's being funny or if he really doesn't know.
I'm doing what you guys are doing.
Cool.
I'm talking like this.
Fantastic,
boy. I'm in it. I know.
All right.
So, stay tuned. Game of Thrones coverage coming very soon.
Great. Number 4. And a beautiful segue we'll have here in a second. Figma, Iron Man.
Okay, so...
So you saw this image on Instagram, and this is great because it shows the Tamashii Iron Man, the Figma Iron Man, and the Revoltech all side by side. And this was by Randy...
Cool. GBH.
Randy GBH.
Super and cool. He has, you know, you're seeing his picture right now. This is not one of his photos, but he always has really, really nice diorama displays and figures. And, you know, this is a... news I found from following him, and just like you guys, if you post something cool, we can feature it on the show. So definitely submit some stuff.
I just realized I've been biting a pen this whole episode.
There you go.
I'm
going to
keep going with it.
That's all right. It's not a big deal.
So
so used to my e-cig.
So okay, Figma Iron Man should be releasing very, very soon.
Yeah.
Just released in Japan, and you know, as you can see from the comparison, he's a little taller than Tamashii and a little taller than Revoltech as well.
Now I love Tamashii. We all love Tamashii.
Right.
They are big supporters of the show.
Yes.
But I have to say, I also like Figma.
Yeah, they're great too.
I don't want to play favorites here.
Right.
Figma they have put out some great figures. They did the Berserk figures, which, you know, I'm a huge fan of.
Mm-hmm. This guy loves the Link. And, you know,
Attack on Titan.
Sure. I mean, look, we love you, Tamashii.
Yeah.
We're not going to, you know, we're not asking for an open relationship here. But,
right.
You know, we got to respect the
nice
other
figure. When you see a nice figure, you see a nice figure. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. So he comes with, you know, the classic blast come out of his hand and his feet. So it looks like he's flying, you know, because of the Figma display stand.
Very cool.
And, you know, he has like a metallic sheen to him. I definitely want to see him in person. Definitely want to check him out.
Well, talking about Iron Man really makes me want to talk about Avengers 2.
Oh, my God. The topic of the week.
So what a great segue. Let's do an interstitial. Not a segue.
Segue?
Segue.
Segue.
Sega.
We are already thinking about summer 2015.
Yep. Yes.
And obviously the biggest movie on the planet is going to be Avengers 2.
Yes, yeah. That's correct. We have plenty of toys to show you, but first let's talk about the movie.
Sure. So we've seen some awesome concept artwork and some set photos that have been released. We have this sort of the Hulkbuster armor for Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yes, that's going to be so sick.
Tell us a little bit about it, because you know, maybe we're not familiar with that huge Iron Man looking thing.
Well, Iron Man 3, you know, there's the various like different suits.
Sure.
Correct. And then the Hulkbuster is basically, I guess he's built by Tony Stark, correct?
It is built by Tony Stark. In Iron Man 3, there was the Igor armor. There was a couple armors that sort of look like the Hulkbuster, but I'm not 100% certain if the Hulkbuster was in Iron Man.
I mean, you barely see, like, they're there very quickly, you know what I mean? There's no real introduction, like, oh, this one is this one is this, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so.
So, you know, there's been certain times in the comic book when this is your last resort. The Hulk has gone rogue, he can't be controlled.
Right.
He's always angry, that's the secret.
Yes, that is the secret.
And you gotta send in Tony Stark, and funny thing, if you rearrange Tony Stark, it actually spells toy
pizza
stanker.
Okay, well,
what?
That's what you bring to the show.
It's toy stanker.
Speaking of Tony Stark, okay.
I was laughing for a long time.
You think you're on the toilet or the shower, like
toy stanker.
Toy stanker.
Why did you write that down?
Yeah, so as you can see from the concept art that you're showing you, it has an ABC watermark. So was this previewed there or?
Oh, like, maybe on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, possibly.
Could be.
Yeah.
But here's my, and I don't know if this is true or not, but here's my theory for Avengers 2. I think actually Iron Man is going to die.
No, I don't
think so. Is that
his
exit from the series?
First of
all, it's a good theory, but I don't think so.
They've killed off so many characters that they have to do a real one. And Joss Whedon is not shy about killing off characters.
Okay.
You know, that Nick Fury pretended to die and Agent Coulson pretended, like.
Right.
We gotta have real stakes at some point.
So
Robert Downey Jr.'s contract is up. We know he said he's not renewing. I don't know if that's posturing or not, but obviously they want James Rhodes to take over. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think like that would be a real kick in the pants. That would be an awesome choice.
Yeah, crazy.
To make that movie just that much more, you know, dramatic and awesome, just like
I don't know.
So that's one thing. You know,
but you're saying no.
I don't think
no.
so.
No.
I don't know.
You think that without Iron Man, without Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, the Marvel franchise would suffer?
I really think he's going to be in Avengers 3, and I think it will be Tony Stark as Iron Man in Avengers 3. I don't think it'll be some other Iron Man.
My hand is really sweaty in this, by the way.
It does happen. I mean, I'd be willing to probably do, like, a pizza bet. I don't know if there's a gluten-free pizza out there.
I'll bet you one pizza. Okay.
Okay.
We're betting right now. One pizza.
That Tony Stark.
That Tony Stark dies.
Slice or pie.
I say he lives, and you say he dies.
Slice or pie.
We have it on. Oh, I'll do a whole pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm that confident.
I mean, it's summer 2015. It's a ways away.
All right. We got it on tape.
Okay.
All right, so that's Iron Man.
Yep.
Right.
Then who's the bad guy?
The bad guy. He's Ultron.
Ultron, Age of Ultron, right, that's the title. So.
And he's played by James Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a weird casting choice for me. I mean, I was just like, what? That's
weird. If you've ever seen Less Than Zero, James Spader is the ultimate villain. And Robert Downey Jr. was in that, by the way.
I didn't know that.
It's a great movie. If you're under 13, watch this movie. It will warp your mind forever.
Okay.
Actually, don't. We don't want to get in trouble.
Go watch that.
But he's on the blacklist.
I hear that.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
I've seen the ads plastered everywhere for a show I'll never watch. He's an amazing villain. I think he's just the voice. I don't know that he's doing the mocap and everything
right.
else.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
But they have this hilarious set photo of Ultron, and it looks like he's been hanging out with sad Keanu.
Yeah.
He's really? Just very, very downtrodden.
Cue Charlie Brown music.
Wait, so
hello,
that's
darkness,
not him.
My old friend.
Yeah.
I mean, the armor looks great. Ultron is it's some of an android.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Now I don't want to give too much away without sort of spoiling it for people that don't want to know anything about it. But he's an android. In the comics, he was created, I believe, by
Ant-Man.
By Dr. Pym.
Yeah.
And Ultron, in turn, creates the Vision.
Right, yeah.
Who is, I am so excited for, the Vision is one of my all-time favorite comic book characters for some reason. You'll now be seeing a lot of my Vision fan artwork on screen.
I guess I have to put this in.
You now have
now you have to put this in.
And the they did release this concept art of Vision, which is awesome. Now, it's interesting because the later version of Vision is in all white, and I think that's a cooler costume than this garish red and green.
Oh, so this is an older retro version. The newer the newer iterations are more white.
Well, we can let's take a look at some of the toys.
So we're gonna start talking about Vision toys.
Yeah, why not?
So Vision actually goes through several changes.
Yeah.
Similar to Ultron. Ultron has many upgrades, and he upgrades himself.
See, correcto. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Vision. Okay, so they both go through a lot of changes. Yeah, definitely. You were saying. Okay.
So, you know, we've covered those. This one's funny. Those PVCs in the past from Applause, and
that's Applause.
And this is one that I've had forever. This was one of the first Marvel toys I ever bought.
1990.
And I took it everywhere with me, and it's just so awesome. Even though he's kind of flashing everybody,
He's like. I thought it was, like, holding two, like, you know, towels, like washcloths, but it's just, like, his cape. It's like, hey guys, like, I'm here for the tarot party. Guys?
He has ringworm, and he has to dry himself off really well.
Is it 1990 or 1980?
I think it was 90. Yeah. I was about 10 years old.
I mean, check out our other episode, the Marvel episode, the X-Men episode, to learn more about the Applause line.
Yeah, the Applause. Very strange. They're, like, cake toppers. Click on the annotation.
Over here.
Okay. Then this Vision figure I made myself from scratch, and I made I cut him out a little cape, and you're now seeing a large format image on the screen, and
very official.
It's supposed to reflect my childlike artwork.
No, it's really, really nice. You got the face down with the. That's one of the most identifying characteristics of a Vision.
The third eye, the gem in his head.
You certainly had a Vision when making that. So I'm holding one from, what is this, the Marvel...
This is Marvel Universe. Now,
Marvel Universe, right.
St. Mark's Comics. I was in there with a friend, and he hadn't been in a few years, and I was like, we come here 2 to 3 times a week, and I will have something in my head that I need for the show, and I'll walk into St. Mark's Comics, and they'll have it.
Oh, yeah?
And as soon as I said I was flipping through the loose figures, and there was a Vision.
This one right here.
And I was like, this is kismet. This is perfect. And that is the undisputed magic of St. Mark's Comics.
That's great.
It's one of the only stores in New York that sells loose toys, their inventory is like refreshed daily.
Daily, yes.
You know,
and you got this I'm sure of like $6.
$15.
I mean, what?
Oh, geez.
But I had to do it. It was a sign.
I'm surprised. So a lot of times I got stuff, you know, $6, $10 mark, $15.
I mean, I really need one of the Snake Warriors. Do they still have those in stock?
They have a couple dozen Chap May Snake Warriors.
It's actually where we found our Ocarina of Time figures.
Yes, that's right. Ocarina of Time figures. We have. Found a Spirit Aang that was featured on our Instagram.
Sure. There, look, the show would not be anything if not for St. Mark's.
Yeah. Right. We also got Halo toys. But
coming soon,
possibly.
So Vision, I've always loved, and
So he's probably in the movie going to be bad, and then becomes good to fight Ultron.
Probably something along those lines. And look, the good news is we're definitely going to have awesome Ultron figures coming out. We're definitely going to have new Vision figures coming out.
You'd think so. And then Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, of course. Yeah. My question is, if we're just now getting Figma Iron Man, is the Tamashii and Figma stuff for Avengers 2, is that really far out?
It's far out, but I'm sure it's in the planning stages.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we got the Guardian stuff from Hasbro really quickly around the movie, so we're going to get some, cheaper price point stuff.
Mentioning Guardians, seeing that film and seeing, Gamora, the whole time I was, looking at her and be like, I wonder if, the paint's going to come off or something like that. And if they do handle Vision, with the red paint, I was just thinking about that. They got makeup down so well, Marvel. And, so if they are going with this version of Vision. I welcome it. I'm really excited for Vision. I'm really excited for Ultron because, Iron Man, if they can make him look just as clean and slick like that, then I'm all for it.
Nobody does the smoky eye look better than Marvel.
That's true.
I think we can all agree.
That's fair.
I love their makeup tutorials.
Okay.
So, moving on from the sort of new characters that are going to be in Avengers 2. Obviously, the returning Titan is going to be Thor, and we got here the Figma Thor, as well as the old Toy Biz Thor.
Cool.
The Thor, god of Ascot.
Ascot, correct. Ascot. Where they all live. So I bought this Figma Thor more because I'm really excited about the Captain America Figma.
Oh, it's not out yet?
It's just starting to show up now.
Oh, okay.
I just started to see some pictures of the Captain America showing up in Japan, so should start being imported here.
Okay, cool.
Soon.
Is there a Scarlet Witch coming too?
Look, man, I can only be the master of so much information. You can't spring these things on me, all right?
Well, I need a Scarlet Witch, and I also need a Scarlet Johansson.
No, actually, what I was going to say, what I was going to say was, like, you have Thor, you're going to get Captain America. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to have Iron Man, but they haven't even announced a Hulk, right? They haven't mentioned...
I'm sure it's got to be in the making.
But that's got to be a big figure, you know, that's going to be
with
something...
With tons of accessories.
It's going to be very different from, you know, the other... It's going to be a different build.
It could be.
Do you know what I mean?
What I love about this is, and it's very subtle, but I think that they managed to capture the actor's likeness, but also add a sort of Japanese interpretation of it.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Like it's,
yeah, I can see that.
It's kind of a little bit stylized.
Yeah.
And I dig it. I
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just so handsome.
Well, he's very handsome, but the coolest thing is that he almost has is it considered a PRS? A parallel eyes.
Yeah, you can rearrange the eyes, which I don't like. I think it makes the entire head piece way more fragile and fall apart.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, it just comes off really easily.
But this one I don't mind so much because Chris Hemsworth, I could stare at those baby blues. They're just deep, cool pools.
Even when they're cross-eyed.
Normally, I don't like the sort of movable eye system, but I'll make an exception in Chris Hemsworth. Hemsworth?
Right, Chris, you got this. Yes.
That's a very difficult name to say.
He's Australian.
I will make an exception for him because his eyes are just two cool pools that when you stare at them, they just really chill you out.
Yeah.
And if you dove into those pools, you wouldn't have to wear deodorant for like a week.
Oh, man. That sounds great.
On this figure, on the hammer, it's kind of carved out. It says, whoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy... shall possess the power of Thor.
You could say with a little more Shakespearean oomph.
I can't.
Wait, so
I tried.
Shall possess the
power.
That was
good improv.
Thank you.
I can't.
Shall possess the power of Thor, which is him.
Do you guys know the name of the hammer?
No. It's a weird name.
Mjolnir?
But there's an M and a J, right?
Yeah, Mjolnir.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mjolnir. Mjolnir.
I don't know how to say it.
See, like, Thor's actually my dad's favorite Marvel superhero. And, like, when, you know, growing up and he always looked like this with the helmet, I never really liked him. I was like,
he was
very goofy.
I was not really into Thor.
Eddie Van Halen, and he has, like, laser tag, you know, sensors on his chest.
The funny thing is, like, I know more about, I think, the pretend justice from Dexter's Laboratory. What's it called?
Oh my god,
The Incredible Krunk.
The Justice Friends?
Whatever, Justice Friends or something like that.
Yeah.
And he had an axe, like a guitar.
Yeah, a guitar.
And I know more about them than I do the actual Thor.
That's fair.
It's a sad statement about society.
But then again, I don't remember their names, so I guess I don't know more.
You know his name, Thor. So you.
I'm saying like back in the day, I was more familiar with them than I think I was.
You know, this was an interesting era at Toy Biz. This came in a box set, and it was really when they started to add a ton of articulation. But it was pre-Marvel Legends. So
that it's there, but like it's like still limited. Like
But I actually kind of prefer these over the Marvel Legend. You know, I think, and I'm obviously in the minority, but I think Marvel Legends over articulated. You know, there was sort of
like
too many joints. Yeah, and it took away from the solidness of the toys. So I actually love this era of Toy Biz because they're solid, they're durable, they have some posability, but it's not sort of, it doesn't distract from the sculpt or the character.
I can agree with that, but I feel like he's a little, maybe like too oversaturated. Do you know what I mean? Like
he's very comic book.
Very
I like that. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And the best thing about it is that his cape is made out of felt. Very nice.
So soft on my beard.
Oh.
Yeah.
He looks like, I can't believe it's not butter. Fabio. He would be a good Thor.
Is that what Fabio is most known for?
And going on a roller coaster and getting hit by a bird. Oh,
that was Thanos behind that. I assure you. That was a death bird.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's not Thor? Oh, that's Fabio. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, let him live.
My bad.
Yeah. Jesse, you've taken some really cool pictures with this Figma Thor, so I'm excited to see what you do with the Captain America.
Well, the good news is those pictures are scrolling on the screen right at this very moment.
It already scrolled, but let's put them back on.
Let's put them back on. More work for Nikki.
Okay. So you'll be getting the Captain America very soon?
Oh, yeah. I'm sort of holding off because I hope he will be at New York Comic Con, I don't have to buy him and have him shipped from overseas.
Yeah, that's a smart idea.
So this is Toy Biz, and this is Toy Biz as well?
Oh, yeah, the Scarlet Witch. So she is, of course, played by Mary Elizabeth Ashton Antonio Sarcosa.
Who's that?
What? No.
The Olsen twin. Isn't
Mary Elizabeth from Scott Pilgrim?
No, it's not.
That's someone else.
It's not okay. Mary Elizabeth Winston.
It's not her. Mary Olsen.
Tyler...
More Olsen. No, Mary.
Olsen sister that's not a twin.
Well,
Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen.
There you go.
From Godzilla.
See? Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, that makes sense. It's always coming back to me. And Godzilla
is the
Aaron,
guy. The kick ass guy.
Is Quicksilver.
Quicksilver, yeah.
There are a couple.
I remember seeing Godzilla with you guys. And like,
they're a couple, but then in this movie, they're brother and sister, so it's weird.
That makes sense. And there's also Godzilla, who's played by Hulk.
Right.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
Got it.
It all makes sense.
So, Phil Cape.
We like to do a lot of research beforehand. so she's got a nice cape.
Mm.
She's not going to be a mutant in Avengers 2, right?
Right, they're calling it something else, but they're legally not allowed to say mutant in
Marvel. Or Scarlet Witch.
Marvel. What? Really? No, they can.
Okay.
I think they can say that. But yeah, they can't actually say mutant because that's, you know.
Owned by Fox.
Fox.
Well, yeah, Fox has the rights.
Fox has the movie rights.
And then Fox and X-Men Days of Future Past,
right.
You saw her as like a baby.
Yeah.
Marvel's a little, you know, clunky right now, but like, you know, for Avengers purposes only, you know, she will be in it, but not as a mutant. And I guess not as old as this.
I think they're going to have some pretty big roles in the movie.
She's like the same age as like White Queen in the comic
books.
Yeah,
she does look pretty
old.
She's like,
adult.
Here.
She's not like now she's like Jubilee, like aged.
Right, she can do kicks.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that figure's okay. She has a lot of hair.
Yeah, so, you know, the Figma's obviously light years ahead of this.
Mm-hmm.
I also, I want to pick up the Captain America.
The Captain America, of course.
I'm on a mission to own all the Captain America action figures, and it's really because Winter Soldier reignited my love for Captain America.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, Winter Soldier.
First of all, Winter Soldier, not the movie, Winter Soldier, the character was so sick.
He's amazing. So awesome, yeah. He's really cool.
Bucky!
So you're on a mission to collect all Captain America figures.
Right.
You have this one right here from... Disc Wars?
So this is Disc Wars. This is a really interesting anomaly.
It's like an anime, sort of.
Yes.
Because it's Japan.
Right. So Japan has the rights to produce their own anime. It's really adapted for that marketplace.
Right.
There are like... It's kind of like Digimon or Pokemon. There are kids who can call upon the superheroes.
Yeah.
And they're their counterparts.
Yeah, each individual, right.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the intro on YouTube and like, this is real.
Yeah.
This is a real thing that's happening.
And each figure comes with these discs. And there's some sort of game component, but given that none of us speak Japanese, we don't actually know
what's going on.
It's like Beyblades, kind of, meets like
Hogs.
Yeah, and Jets.
So is it doing well in Japan? I mean, like, is it well received, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe our Japanese viewer
can tell
singular
us.
One Japanese viewer could tell us.
Oh, come on, yeah.
Sure. But I also have the Wolverine.
The Wolverine. I like this costume.
I like this restyling and
very cool.
Right now you're looking at some high res artwork of the Captain America redesign, and it's just such a cool and anime inspired take on the character.
Yeah. It's like instead of like having the comic book like, you know, suit and with the movie out, it's almost like armor.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has a helmet. Yeah. And like, the scale is great too, you know, having a 3 3/4 inch like figure.
Yeah.
You know? These are pretty good figures.
With Marvel I grew up it's 5 inches, you know. And like now just to see them in this side, they're actually really sick. And of course like
that's why you like
shield
them.
Is great, yeah.
Now, 3 3/4. That's why you like them.
Of course.
Uh oh.
Well, that's why you like them. His leg.
The shield I did borrow from a Marvel Universe figure.
Okay.
The shield he came with was very flimsy.
Has this been coming off or something?
Yeah. Oh. That's, you know,
All right.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
What is that stuff?
Oh, that's just a little tape I put on there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what else can you tell me about these? Oh, so these actually connect.
So the downside is Disc Wars are... they do not have the rights to distribute, I believe, outside of Japan.
So eBay?
These are, eBay? Very expensive imports.
Shoot.
And it's not likely that we will be... Could you crinkle some paper while I'm talking?
Okay, bro.
It's the exact same one right
here.
Spider-Man? Why would you have to take it out of the package?
I was just looking at
Where did that... that one came with Wolverine?
Actually, the eBay seller I bought Wolverine from threw in an extra game piece for a game we cannot play. But that was very nice, Jeff.
All right, thank you, eBay user.
Ladies man 456, I believe it was.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, this is an awesome line. I mean, what other figures are in it? Do you know, like Spider-Man?
They have a Hulk. They have an Iron Man. They have a Spider-Man. They all look cool. I hope they do a Hawkeye. Like, that would be cool to see.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, Hawkeye is definitely a character in Avengers that, like...
I don't care about.
No, I miss, like, the comic book. You know, I love the purple and the light blue.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just like, you know, I'm, like, really... I'm like a marksman. You know, I'm so sick, you know.
I think Hawkman is so lame. Just Hawkman. Hawkeye, whatever.
Hawkman. Hawkman is lame.
He's lame, man.
Or as my nieces, Nia and Amelia, say, Hawkeye.
Oh, okay.
Hawkeye. They thought that was his nickname.
I thought that's funny. I was the only one who said that.
Yeah.
No, the my relation to, so again, not comics, but from the Super Nintendo, what game is it?
Yeah.
Captain America. Yes. The Captain America game. And
Vision was in that, too.
Oh, that's Vision.
Yes.
The white with the cape. Okay, so that's how I know all these heroes. Yeah. Is Hawkeye, Vision, Captain America, and...
Was it Spider-Man, was that?
It's not Spider-Man. It's a girl, I think.
Jubilee?
No.
Dazzler? Mockingbird?
It's not Wonder Woman, because that's DC.
That's DC. Susan B. Anthony.
No, I don't know. Why am I drawing a blank?
Rogue.
This sucks.
No, it wasn't Rogue. It was Lena Dunham.
No.
No?
You're so close.
How was that close?
We're going to have to look it up later. Sorry, folks.
It's bothering me. But anyways, Vision, Captain America, and Hawkeye are all in that. And Hawkeye is just so lame in that purple. He did the thing
I like
and
the
arrows, but... Yeah.
I think his costume could be a little more over the top. It's very subdued and it doesn't have any of the flavor.
In the movie, you mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't have even a
thing. And Scarlett Johansson, too. It's just like, we're just like trained military people.
Yeah.
I just thought of this apropos of nothing, but there's an awesome comic book where Wolverine, Captain America, and the original Scarlett Johansson's character, Black Widow. Team up in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
sick.
Silver Surfer.
And
Silver Surfer. I think it's Silver Surfer.
No.
Yes, it has to be.
No, he's not on his board.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I really think it's Silver Surfer.
I'll bet you one pizza.
No, I think I might be wrong because maybe I was getting him mixed up with Vision.
Yeah.
Because they kind of look similar.
They look similar.
We'll have to look it up, sorry.
But yeah, Jim Lee drew that comic book. Check it out. I have no idea what number it is. Let us know in the comments. What number comic book am I talking about?
This Wolverine reminds me of the most recently animated series. It was almost like on Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wolverine and the X-Men?
Yes. Yeah. He looks like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
Well, these are all very heroic characters, and maybe it's time we talk about some heroic characters of our own.
What?
Segway. So, the time is finally upon us. We have the Knights of the Slice.
Here, on hand.
Prototype Paintmasters.
Wow.
Now, I know everyone was just begging to see these on Instagram, you know, with all the teasers that you have seen, the artwork step by step, and, you know, we're thinking about doing a small documentary on every single thing, you know, leading up into this point, up into the release, mm-hmm. But here we finally have hand samples of the Knights of the Slice.
They're gorgeous. These are 1-to-1 scale, so this is more or less the final size.
Yeah,
that
but
be
it is
at.
A prototype, so I'm feeling very like, oh my gosh, it's fragile. You
they're
know what
careful.
I mean?
They're definitely fragile. We should temper everybody's expectations right now because paint masters, you know, you do the deco as best as you can, and more often than not, your unit cost is going to be sky high, and it's just not going to be feasible. You know, as this stands right now, this would probably be about a $30 action figure.
Whoosh.
So we're going to have to make some changes. We probably will not have as much foil to the gold. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll probably have just regular paint apps, not electroplating.
Right.
We are going to add articulation, so that's a plus.
Yep.
But...
you know, joints like elbow, maybe possibly knee, ankle.
Well, we'll certainly we're going to have hips. You know, we're going to follow more or less the reaction line and just tweak it a little bit.
Right.
So
we
may be able to have waists. We may have a slight ball joint to the head.
Mm-hmm.
The wrists will pivot because they will be replaceable for secret accessories.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the hips will move as well. And I think that will probably be about the final articulation. You can you know, you're now looking at some beautiful photography of these figures.
Yes.
The colors are exactly what we had envisioned.
Oh, they're so good. Yes.
Like, you know, from, you know, a computer to an actual product in hand, these look great, you know.
It's really crazy. Beautiful. Just holding it is so insane.
So these are us. We are our respective colors.
I'm lime.
I'm brick.
Oh, I don't know. Teal?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
I'm just making sure I got the right blue there.
You got it.
Okay, cool.
You know, this is amazing. You know, I just had a thought. If we do a Kickstarter or something like that, we should have something where, you know, if you pay X amount of dollars, you can have your own color. You know, you have your own figure.
That'd be cool. I mean, that's got to be top tier, you know what I mean? Because, you know, there's only so many colors in the rainbow.
Yeah, for $4 million U.S.
You can have red with a dot in it.
Yeah, a single dot. But yeah, look, these just turned out great. We're obviously in the very early stages of figuring out how we're going to get these out there. Mm-hmm. Is it just the pre-order online? Are we going to do some fundraising?
Right.
But, you know, this is a nice mile marker. We've put together
a
physical copy,
mm-hmm.
and they look amazing and they meet our expectations.
Exceed.
Yeah.
Exceed.
Very happy with everything.
Awesome.
They're so sick. So shout out to everyone that's helped us get this far. We look fine.
Yeah. Justice Joseph did the sculpting. He also worked on Tankhead and a ton of other stuff.
Yep.
Just Toys did the prototyping for us.
Tiff picked out the Pantones.
Okay, well, you know, this is not about picking up your girlfriend. Jesus.
Right. She's not my girlfriend.
All right, well, let's...
Hi.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So, I mean, we'll definitely keep you updated on the progress on these, and you can check out some pictures on our Instagram, Tumblr, all those sorts of things. We're going to be showing off these prototypes.
And, of course, we'll keep you updated along the way about what we decide to do, how they're going to release, and so forth.
Absolutely. Look, you guys are our Knights of the Slice, and the best way to become a Knight of the Slice is to buy the Knights of the Slice.
That's right.
There you have it.
So speaking of you guys, let's go ahead and take some questions. At the end of every episode, we like to throw it back to you guys and ask you, what do you want to know from us?
So Q&As?
Q&As, baby, Q&As.
We got the A's.
This is a great spot, not just questions. We are now actively taking submissions. So if you guys are watching, what is the most controversial toy that you have ever come across? And if you think of anything, leave us a comment. Or if you have pictures of anything like that, send it to us at toypizzamail@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we want your input and your help in building future episodes. The one we're working on right now is most controversial toys. The caveat is we don't want to cover anything that's been covered before in a cracked top 10 list other videos or articles. We want to really find what's been banned, what's a dangerous toy, what talking toy swore, you know. So give us your submissions, and if we use your photos, we'll put them up on the episode.
Yeah,
that's right.
And even going forward, like, you know, if we come across, use hashtag Toy Pizza, get your photos out there. And, you know, you never know. If you're posting pictures of a toy and it just so happens we're doing an episode on it, we're going to use it, you know. So hashtag Toy Pizza.
Yeah, so we've been featuring some fan photos in every episode so far, but now we're going to be featuring that much more.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And
so,
we're not going to pay you a licensing fee to use them.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, so I've got a couple questions here. Mm-hmm. Stefano the White asks, what is the worst movie ever that has a toy?
I got mine.
Okay. That's tricky.
Okay.
For me, I don't know.
All right, so check this out. I can't think of the character's name, but I don't know if... hold on a second.
Okay.
The movie is Small Soldiers. Now, that was a very strange movie, and everyone liked it. It was
I know where you're going with
this. It was who the Small Soldiers fought, you know?
Gargons?
Gargons! I think that's it. Gorgons? Yeah, guy that Gorgons? Just looks like a rat / saber tooth.
The main one.
Yeah.
You didn't like him.
They're stupid.
Archer.
Like, I wanted the Small Soldiers.
I'm
care.
Archer.
Yeah.
Protector of the Gorgonites.
Gorgonites,
that's what he does.
There you go.
Now, Small Soldiers should have set my world on fire.
Correct.
It had everything.
The movie is so good, though.
I hated it.
I love the movie.
Here's why. The toys have joints sculpted on them that do not work.
Oh, my God.
So I went into the store, and I saw these groove marks, but there's no actual articulation.
That's
they were
really
trying
bad.
To mimic what was on screen.
That's so stupid.
But they shortchanged the functionality. And I was like, no, absolutely not. I will not see this movie.
Can we get a 20th anniversary?
You can't mess
re-release.
With me, Hollywood.
Remake, yeah.
Yeah, we need a 20th anniversary re-release of the toys that are really legit. That would be awesome.
Put them in a Smash Brothers
I won't
DLC.
Watch it. No.
Hi, I'm Archer, leader of the Gorgonites.
That's really funny that you remember that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies. Not really, but it's really good.
Let's watch it after this show.
I'm totally down to watch it. I love all those kinds of movies.
I would say worst movie that has a toy.
Yeah.
I would think Battlefield Earth is right up there. Right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It had a toy line from Trendmasters.
Sure.
Who, it was around the time they were doing the Godzilla toys.
Okay.
And I've never been able to sit through all of Battlefield Earth. And I remember seeing the toys, and the toys looked like how I felt about Battlefield Earth.
I didn't even bother seeing it.
I didn't watch it either. Yeah. It didn't look good. I'm trying to think. I was racking my brain.
Is that with Michelle Rodriguez?
I don't know.
That's Lost.
It had the guy from Dexter, though. I know that.
Really?
Barry Pepper and John Travolta and Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of Battlefield LA.
That's what I'm thinking of.
That was a good movie.
That's
recent. Okay, then I should see that. Don't see Battlefield Earth.
Oh, they're two different movies. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right, it's same premise.
Okay. So why were the toys so bad?
They were bad. They looked bad. They I didn't want to buy them. I didn't want to play with a pseudo-religious allegory.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Okay, so to answer your question, I'm sorry, I'm just thinking. Yeah. Worst movie ever that has a toy, I think the Batman and Robin movie.
Okay.
So that movie's really bad.
Okay, that's
there are lots
one.
Of toys for
okay.
this.
Okay,
I had the
except the Mr. Freeze is awesome.
Right, he was great.
That's
great.
A cool
yeah.
toy.
But yeah. the question is worst movie
sure.
ever that
yeah,
has
yeah.
toys. So.
That's okay. That's a good way to look at it. It's all how you read it. Well, the thing is that I was upset about like when that movie came out. I was like, oh my god, Batgirl is finally in it.
Poison Ivy.
You know, but Alicia Silverstone specifically, I was like, oh, she looks so cute with her long flowing hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the toy had bat ears. And I was like, oh, that's not how she looks in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't exactly like how they appeared on screen, so I was upset about that.
Yeah.
It cool. doesn't beat Michelle Pfeiffer, that's for sure.
Oh, without a doubt. Michelle Pfeiffer, oh. Catwoman, oh. is great.
What is the best movie that had a toy? Funny, you should ask. The Crow.
Oh, okay.
Eric Draven. All right.
Moving on.
Check it out.
Moving on.
Friday.
So
Friday.
We spent a lot of time on that question. This next one's a pretty short one. Okay. GIF compatible asks, what are some of your favorite websites to buy toys from? Certainly,
question.
Big Bad Toy Store
sure.
is a good one.
Absolutely.
Anything that we have mentioned here, like available for pre-order, check the link in the description.
Yeah,
we will have links to Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah. Big Bad's great.
Mm-hmm.
They probably would not be happy about me saying Amazon because
correct.
I have Prime, and
yeah.
it's made my life so much easier.
Sure.
And I can't wait for drones to deliver toys.
Yeah.
Was this for online specifically?
Yeah, yeah. What are some of your favorite websites?
Okay. Well,
we also do a lot of buying off of Instagram, as we've talked about
okay.
before.
That's fair. That's fair. eBay and Amazon. I think eBay was really good for like you said, getting these, right?
Stuff that's not available in your region, and it's like, you know, you have to pay for shipping costs, whatever. But also just like opportunity buys, like someone wants to decide to offload their collection, and all of a sudden you find it on eBay. That's
or
the first yes.
What's it called when they're together? Like
bundles.
Lots. Lots. That's what I'm thinking. Lots. Yeah.
WeLoveFine.com. They're starting
WeLoveFine.com.
To do more and more toy product.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really great.
Yep.
3A's. You can buy directly from them. You
sure.
know, they do pre-orders.
Toy Tokyo. Yep. They have an online store.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
There's lots of choices out
well,
there.
Yeah, we'll throw some links in the description where you can find all these places and probably some that we're forgetting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And third and last question we've got for today's episode. Bryant Scott asks, what is your dream property for a Funko Pop vinyl?
Mm. Funko? Who likes Funko?
Jesus. Well, I'll find out Friday. Funko Fridays. No, but that's actually...
Dream property,
I'm
right? going
to go with Tarsem's The Fall.
Okay, we mentioned Tarsem The Fall.
You're now seeing a beautiful screenshot of...
Which, by the way, if you still haven't been interested enough to see the movie,
mm-hmm.
none of the movie has CGI green screen or anything
that's
like
right.
that.
That's right.
It's
all shot practically.
Yes, and it's like, what? I could swear that's green screen. So
he was shooting a lot of music videos, and he would scout locations for his feature, and I think he self-financed the film, too, which is insane.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
And you still have not seen it.
Joan Rivers.
All right, we're going to watch that. And then Small Soldiers.
Okay, so I have my answer. I don't know about you guys. But Dream Property. So for us, well, for me, sorry, Funko Pop Vinyl, it really needs to be something that you're super into.
Sure.
Right? Something that really represents you, something you could put on your desk and say,
hey,
I love this. What am I going to say?
Luigi?
Nintendo. Absolutely. Anything Nintendo. I think Funko crossover with Nintendo would be beautiful.
Yeah. The eyes would work great for any of their characters.
Exactly.
Mario,
yep.
Luigi.
It would be so good.
Headline.
Any of that.
Mm. Right, that's fair. That's fair. Me. Let's see some more robots. Some more like Gundam or let's say Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. Or,
okay.
Something like give me a throwback to, those 90s Fox shows.
I know the answer, guys. What? It's the Crow, Eric Draven.
No. I would totally buy it.
No.
Well, it's only like he's the only iconic character, and then possibly the female like hench woman.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. She was
okay. No more Crow. Creepy. Red Ranger Funko. You wouldn't get that.
They have it.
What?
Yes, they do. Okay,
no, guys. I know the answer.
Knights of the Slime.
That's right.
That's of fair. Course, that's our dream property.
Of course. So Funko, if you're listening,
that's pie in the sky.
Let's get on it.
More Bravest Warriors.
Sure.
More Bravest Warriors. In fact, why don't we show some this Friday on Funko Friday?
Tune in.
That's right. As you guys know, every Friday this month, we're dedicating to Funko. We're going to show you new stuff. We're going to show you behind-the-scenes stuff. So make sure you tune in.
Yeah. In addition to that, you're going to be seeing it here on Toy Pizza before anywhere else.
That's right.
That's right.
Actual products.
Yep. All month long, every Friday, Funko Friday. And, maybe in the future, as long as this goes really well, we can do more of this mini-series type stuff, right?
Oh, no, I'm very tired. Yeah. I don't have the capacity.
We're just doing Sandwich Sundays.
Sandwich Sundays? You know, I don't know. We'll see. There's lots of options.
Subway Sundays.
Lots of
Subway
toppings.
Sundays.
We'd love to have a fast food sponsor, by the way.
Cool. Well,
we've done it.
We nailed it.
We did it all.
We did a whole episode.
In one take.
Avengers, topic of the week. You know, we covered a lot of stuff today, answered some of your questions. I think this was a great episode.
This was amazing.
Yeah, you Knights of the Slice have a lot of homework to do. You gotta send us your controversial toys.
That's right.
You gotta send us fan photos.
That's right.
You gotta let us know what you think about Avengers 2.
You gotta share a video with your friends.
You have to download our podcast, which is now available
on iTunes.
On iTunes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
And I'm a subscriber.
Yeah.
Hey, Giacattoli Pizza.
That too.
So yeah.
Well,
all right.
There you have it.
That's it.
There's only one thing left to say.
Pizza out. Check out Knights of the Slice.
No, that was it. That's all we're saying.
We're done.
Pizza out.